up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Vile Files.
Not once.
I just
got it right.
I just realized my fly's down.
Oh, no wonder you're stuttering a little bit. Getting breezy over there.
You know what? I just want to start this episode by saying, first of all, we got the team back together.
Suge's back.
The band. Rochelle was on vacation. Suge was here. Then Suge was gone, like being an actor and then taking care of her dog and all these.
How is your
things.
Dog?
It's good to.
Thank you very much for asking. Oliver's doing so much better. His leg is all healed and then he got his balls out. So we had two really big surgeries.
Oliver.
And now he's just, doing he's right as rain. And he's going to come in here at some point and hang out with
this
us.
This is also our 30th episode.
Happy 30th.
Happy, that's a big deal. Like
guys.
Most episodes don't make it till 8. This is a big deal. And I just, you know, not to get super sappy, I just want to thank our audience for listening and growing. We couldn't be here without you. For all the people sharing on social and tagging us and telling their friends and even, you know, growing our male audience has been great. I just got to say, when it comes to like my adult life, I don't, you know, professionally I've done a lot of cool things, but like I've never really been proud of anything in this past year with Vile Files and my Essential Oil Company Natural Habits. I mean, I'm really proud of the show and we're doing great things
so
and
nice.
I'm really appreciate the people listening. So we've made it to 30, which I think is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It's like a nice round solid number.
And we have an amazing guest for the 30th.
And
episode.
We have a great guest, Rachel Bilson.
What?
So cool. She's
such a big Bachelor fan. Also, she's a really talented actor, and I just wanted to see if she would come on as a guest, so I DM'd her and asked her, and she said yes to my surprise,
wow.
And here she is.
Oh,
it's her first
wonderful.
Podcast she's ever done.
Ever in her
ever.
Life, which is shocking and so exciting.
And don't let that fool you. She kills it.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about it. She has a lot of thoughts about The Bachelor in general, and Luke, and Pete, and really just everything.
She really brought up the core of what I think a lot of people love about Bachelor, and she just went straight to the throat. She was like talking shit. I like watching it to talk shit. She
great.
Really dives into her shit talking.
Yeah,
she's
and
so
I think
cute.
We could do hashtag Rachel for Bachelorette. I'm sorry,
Rachel. Mm-hmm. Rachel for Bachelorette. She talks about being a motherhood, single mother. A little tease there.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a great episode. I hope you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it. But yeah, as always, I just want to thank our audience. Again, thank you for sharing it with your friends and talking about it and getting it out there. We hope to continue to grow this show. Your ratings on iTunes is helpful. Maybe someday we'll be 5 stars again, but it's fine. Whatever. The important thing is we're growing and people seem to like to listen.
Yeah.
And that's what. And it's great to have you guys here. Everything's great.
So great.
Fine.
Wait,
well,
have you guys
mood.
Been here together for 30 years? I mean, for 30 episodes?
30 episodes.
It feels like 30 years.
Fuck
so
yeah, it does.
Wow.
No, it's really great. So thank you.
What are
everyone.
We calling our listeners? Vile Files with a
filers?
PH?
Defilers?
Filers?
Defilers? No, that's not it.
Rochelle's trying to sell some swag. So
we need
our audience
name.
So that we
for
can
merch.
Sweatshirts and then.
I think Nickophiles is good. What? Am I not doing anything good today?
Nickophiles?
The amount of times you have rolled your eyes.
That is
at
true.
Me.
You were a little hard on Suge today.
I don't know we're having some tension.
We have a caller that Suge and I adamantly disagreed. I've been curious about caller's feedback. We definitely disagreed.
We've been disagreeing for days.
Have we?
Yeah. We had that whole thing about the cop last night where you're like, you wouldn't call the cops. I was
that's
like,
true.
I would.
Wait,
not
what?
Call the cops. No, you said I should call
we
the cops.
We have time
and
to
I
tell
shouldn't.
This quick story.
Oh, quick story.
It felt heated.
No.
I mean, in an argumentative kind of
heated.
Way. I'm not saying we're angry at each other.
Trouble in
but
paradise?
But I'm saying that we just, you know, could not see eye to eye.
I was in New York 2 weeks in a row. I came back to LA. And so on my way home, I had a 7 a.m. flight. And so I got breakfast at Shake Shack. Shake Shack.
That we agreed on because he should always, everyone should. Shake Shack.
I got home
heaven.
From my flight.
Yeah.
I went to go get a coffee.
Uh-huh.
Lost my credit card.
Okay.
It's gone. So I'm like, no big deal.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to American Express, free plug. They were very great with their customer service.
Okay.
But before I called in, I realized, oh shit, I didn't just lose it. Someone found it and went and bought a $1,600 piece of jewelry.
What?
Yeah. Not cool, right?
They didn't flag it as, okay.
They did not, but I called in immediately, pending charge. No worries, Nick. We'll take care of that for you.
Okay.
Great. I got a new credit card. It's fine. I go back to New York. I do some work out there again. I'm flying back yesterday. I go to Shake Shack again, this time for lunch. About to get on my flight. Shook? No,
yeah, Shook's not there.
And I get in line, and the cashier woman is, you know, she's like, Nick, oh, you know, you give her a Shake Shack, they ask for your name, so they can call your name when the order's ready. And she goes, before she asks my name, she goes, Nick, right? And I'm like, yeah. Oh. So I just thought, oh, she's a Bachelor fan. Oh, that's cool.
Cool.
That's cool, Bachelor. She's a cool Bachelor fan.
Well, did she steal your card?
I get my...
Isn't this amazing?
And it's interesting, when I walked up to Shake Shack, I thought to myself, this is the last, I lost it here. Because I know it because I used it at Shake Shack and someone charged it twice. And I thought to myself, yeah, I'm still getting a Shake Shack burger, even though someone working here took my credit card and bought some stuff.
Jewelry.
And then I got my burger, I go sit down, and all of a sudden the cashier later walks up to me and goes, Nick. I'm like, yes. And I thought maybe she's gonna ask for your picture or something. She's like, what do you mean?
What happened?
She's like, did you lose a credit card? I'm like, well, last week. She's like, yeah, I was the one who found it, and I've been trying to get a hold of you to like give it back. And I'm like, well, you bought a necklace. She's like, yeah, I felt real bad. And she basically admitted that she realized that was mine and felt guilt. And then
knew who you were.
She knew who I was, and she tried to return it. She said,
bold.
And and I was just like dumbfounded. I was kind of caught off guard. I was just like, well, don't do that again. You know, like I was like, don't do that. You know, she's like, well, I felt really bad. I'm like, doesn't matter if you knew who I was. Like, you shouldn't do that to anyone. She's like, well, how can I like pay you back? And I've been trying to like, how can I return the money to you? I'm like, listen, don't worry about it. You can give me a refill of an Arnold Palmer and pay me back. And she's like, sure. And it was this really, I was like dumbfounded. And to her, I totally believe her story because like, and that was the point that Rashik and I disagreed. If I wanted to, I could be like, okay, I'm going to go get you fired now. Or like call the cops.
You 100% should have got her fired. She should not be working there.
That was the debate that Sugar and I had.
Well, the debate was, do you call the cops? That's a very different thing. And the way that you described this woman, everything would have gone downhill from there had you called the cops. And yes, maybe telling the boss if you have to because she took the credit card of a client.
Yes, sure.
I'm
on board with. But what he was like, most people would call the cops and get arrested. I'm like, no, I wouldn't. She came up. She admitted it. She was very sorry.
This person, it felt like getting her job, this was like I didn't want to get her fired. And I also like at the same time, the fact that she came up to me to tell me and she asked if she could pay me back, I just was like, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I felt bad, but it was just like, I didn't want to get her fired. It was just like,
she didn't have to tell you. Like,
I mean, she's going to lose her job, and like, I'm fine. So like, I, you're right. I mean, but
better opportunity for you to teach her the lesson.
I was hoping that I was like lecturing her, and like, she felt really, she seemed really contrite.
And that's what I love about this story is that you did take the time to, with a stranger, be like, yo, this was really shitty.
So if anyone else gets robbed at Shake Shack, it's Nick's fault.
So you think I should have reported her?
Yes. You should get fired for doing that.
She should have. Yes. But maybe is there like in this situation?
Somebody else will catch her.
In this situation, Grace. Do you think she learned her lesson? She probably needs this job.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Then she told me she lost a necklace on a bus.
She sounds like a real shit show.
I think she needs this job. It was the sense I got, in a sense that this is you know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, she came up to Nick. She called out for help. It was very weird circumstances, but he gave her help instead of turning her in.
I just didn't feel like it. Getting her fired.
Yeah, that's true.
And I hope that she learned from it. She seemed really sad, and I got a free lemonade out of it.
There we go. What up, girl that stole Nick's card? Don't do that.
But I said, the debate we had was, I said I thought most people would turn her in. Or at least half. I said half of the people would turn her in. I would turn her in. And if
instead you turned her on. Okay, moving on. Just kidding.
This is a reason why you're nominated for LA's Finest. Don't forget to donate.
Oh, yes. Anyways, great reminder. If you want Rochelle's sister to keep being alive, donate $1.
I don't like when you say that.
Hold on.
And
what?
Don't donate $1. $10.
$10 or $5. Someone donated $100 last week. Thank you so much for your donation.
Or buy a ticket to come hang out.
What's happening? Is somebody sick?
Her sister has
cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's beating it, and she's currently a doctor at Yale.
Awesome.
And if it weren't for the research that they're doing today and the great things, she may not be with us.
Yep.
And it's only possible through donations and research. So yeah, I'm not exaggerating by saying we need your donations. So
I'm
Rochelle's sister can
Nick's
Rochelle
credit
can
card
still have a
and donate $1,600.
All right, we'll get to Rachel in a second, but
very quick.
We're jumping in because I knew Luke was going to come back because Tyler told me.
Oh, you got the inside scoop, huh?
Who?
Are you and Tyler best friends?
Barring some scheduling conflict, will be our guest next week on the podcast.
Tyler C.
Oh
my God, you heard it here first.
Unless the show really screws us over. It's been confirmed, Tyler.
I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to just talk.
Will be our guest.
I'm going to clam up.
Next week. Luke comes back. Do we have any quick, I knew, so, and even, I will say Tyler told me the story when I met him.
What did he say?
He said, I mean, again, what was cool, all he really said was just how awesome Hannah was in that moment.
Oh,
the guys were just he was just they were just basically watching Hannah kick ass. And then which is cool because obviously you saw that on the show and that's what really happened. Not that they could necessarily or would want to edit around that.
But why didn't he step in sooner, did he say?
The guys?
Yeah.
Well, again, keep in mind, you have to remember that when Tyler comes back, as you saw, the guys have no clue.
They're like, what's happening?
You know, as far as they're concerned, these guys aren't hanging out at this point. Yes. These guys aren't interacting. So they're having their one-on-one time with Hannah. So they all just think Tyler wasn't sent home.
That was so, Luke wasn't sent home.
Was so funny. It was kind of savage. I mean, it's brilliant by the producers to let him come back in that moment and just have him line up the same way because the guys are like, oh, this fucking guy is not home.
That was my favorite moment.
And so I think at first, the guys really are just confused. I would have, you'd just be like,
That's
at the
true.
Time when Tyler was like, hey, can I grab you? They just think, oh, here we go again.
Yeah,
same old Luke needs more time.
Luke.
And then I think they finally figured it out. So they just didn't know. I mean, I will say Tyler, that sounded like the guys were ready to.
Well, when Tyler goes, or what?
Yeah.
That was a panty dropper moment for sure.
Did your panties drop the same way when I said or what to Josh Murray?
I
Paradise?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Come on.
You're so jealous of Tyler.
I am. Yeah. I mean, I literally why? Yes.
Oh my God, I can't believe he's going to be here.
A little bit.
A little
the guy
jealous.
Can do no wrong, and I have clearly.
Did you see they did a close up on Luke's fist again?
Tyler also told me that that was something he did all the time. That it wasn't that's not editing.
Oh, really?
That he did it so much. It's like Josh eating pizza. do they show him doing that a lot? But Tyler was. I mean, I guess Luke constantly did that.
Oh, so creepy.
Yeah.
I just thought it. The men tell all. We talk about the mental health.
Sure.
I just thought it was funny that Luke, that the guy came out while Luke was talking. And then Chris Harrison has to go, this is Devin, everybody.
It literally could have been anybody.
Yeah, no one
Next
knew
time
was.
They should bring out a guy that wasn't on the show.
Yes, that's good.
I'd be like, this was Eric, everybody.
And everyone's like,
yeah, no, I remember. Yeah, yeah, I remember him. Yeah, look, I liked, I think, I, why did Eric go home?
But why do these people feel like they have a right to come out and it's like no one knows who you are.
That was definitely my guess is, what was his name?
Devin, I think.
Devin was probably like, I would say this. You know, I want to say that. And Bruce was like, well, sure. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah. I was glad. Who called him out for bullying? Was it Connor or someone said, I feel like we're bullying Luke. It did feel,
it's always, here's the problem at that point where as bad as Luke is, there's definitely this kind of attention grab that mental has always been a kind of an attention grab by a bunch of people. And as bad as Luke was, it kind of just at some point, it's hard not to like feel bad for anyone short of him, short of Luke being Ted Bundy and being like a true sociopath.
right.
Like, here's this 24-year-old guy who definitely fucked up and he's definitely wrong in so many ways and hopefully has to learn. But like everyone, the audience, Chris, like, the guys are hating on him. And like the Twitter, it's just like, all right, we get it. We hate you. And so, yes, it's definitely, it's, there's always this point of like, does it, they almost broke up.
Yeah.
The element of sympathizing.
Yeah.
You know,
but what do you think of him pausing so much before he spoke?
I'm a guy trying to gather his, it was more his posture when he was kind of had his arm, like his arm up, he's slouching. Like he was wildly too comfortable.
I felt like maybe he was speaking to God in those pauses.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I do think he's probably like, I'm going to ask God what to say.
Praying? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, listen, for much as we've been hating on Luke, not an easy position to be in.
Not an easy position.
To be in an audience where you feel everyone's hate.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But
Mike came off really sexy.
He did. But my problem with Luke is he still didn't really show any humility.
No, and he said the complete opposite stuff again.
You know. Mike looked great.
Mike? Damn, he did.
Mike looked great. I don't know if they'll make him the next Bachelor. I mean, I'm all for it.
What do you think of Demi coming out as queer? Our queer queen.
I think it's great. I may have known a little bit about
that.
I don't know how it all unfolds, but clearly she makes out with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's a girl, and I'm all for it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great on the show for allowing a situation that seems like was organic to happen in Paradise, because it's just not possible in the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Right.
I mean, it's possible that two women who are cast fall in love.
Yeah.
That's possible. But in like the people who have a gay Bachelor or Bachelorette, I think it's harder to do.
Yeah.
No one would care who the lead is. Like if everyone was gay.
Yeah.
They would forget who the lead is.
It would be more like Bachelor House, where everyone's just hooking up with each other.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you never see the lead, and you see all these other attractive people you live with, and then you're sexually attracted to them. What do you think would happen?
Right.
Anyways, once again, Rachel Bilson, huge Bachelor fan.
Oh,
wonderful
yeah.
person. Mom, mother, as we've said earlier, like 6 minutes ago. But we thought you might want Rochelle's and my thoughts on Luke. Anyways, stick around. Thanks for listening. Rachel Bilson, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, no problem.
Everyone listening, this is Rachel's first podcast.
It is. First
Amazing.
Ever.
I feel really special.
You should. I'm just kidding.
I'm very excited to have Rachel on. I slid into her DM to ask her to come on, just professionally.
What?
Professionally.
What did the message read? What was it?
I was like, listen, I have two questions. The first one's super appropriate. The second, no. I was just like,
he sent me
I don't
nudes.
Know. I,
oh no.
of Luke.
And I never
no, I knew that Rachel was a big Bachelor fan.
Yes.
And so I've been a fan of Rachel for some time. I had noticed throughout maybe the past couple of years, there was one time I think you might have commented on my Instagram, and I noticed it, and I was like, whew. Really? Really? This is very exciting for me. The thing about, I will say about like the Bachelor, what?
Wait, you didn't slide into my DMs then. You could have told me you were excited about
there
it.
There was a thought. I mean, you know.
Always got to shoot your shot, Nick.
I was just trying to, you know, I was just like, ah. The thing about going on The Bachelor sometimes, especially early on for the first time you do it, like there is this, always this weird, especially, you know, there's a lot of celebrities and actors and people who everyone's Bachelor fans. So when you realize that someone knows who you are, that you knew who they were, there's always like these weird moments. It's one of the cooler things about going on the show. Anyway, so right.
I always think that like no one knows who I am. So I would, you know what I mean? Like, so anyway.
Well,
people
first
know who you both are. Let's move on.
Can we strokey colored eagles for like 5 minutes?
Hold on, I first.
Well, here you go. This is you ready for this? I first knew who you were. This is like kind of good, and then it ends up
and
being
then,
fine.
Okay.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Rachel's a very successful actor. She's been pretty much your whole life. You've been
well. I mean, I started like at 21 with sort of a good run, let's say.
But that was the first time you ever started acting?
No, bit. I mean, like, really, my first show that I was,
sure,
you know, the main character on.
Which was, what was your first show?
It's called The OC.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was the first one.
Nick.
The first one.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched it, but a really popular show.
You were like 12.
Very.
He wasn't.
Were you 12?
No. He was.
I'm older than you.
He was 40, I think, at that time.
He was.
I know I'm older than you because I looked it up.
You're not older than me.
I am, indeed.
Right. He's very
old.
We
can argue. What's our first fight? Moving on.
Anyways. The movie Jumper.
Yes.
Rachel is in. And when I first saw the movie Jumper, I first of all, if I could have any superhero, it would be to teleport.
You mean superpower.
It would.
I thought you were going to say. To jump,
and I was gonna be like, dude,
oh, okay. To jump. I would like to jump.
I would like to jump
at least far. 48 jump. Inches high.
Chris Cross.
I would want to teleport. So the premise of the movie super
was
into.
Appealing. Got it.
It was appealing. And then I saw Rachel for the first time. Now, when the first time I saw a Jumper was after I had been broken up with my then fiance who cheated on me.
Ooh,
it's fine. But in a weird way, you kind of look like her.
Uh-oh, you're going to like throw me out the window.
No, but I will say like, but naturally I was just like, I was kind of crushing
now
on
I
you to be totally
her.
Honest.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I was less like, oh God, that girl looks like my ex, but I did find my ex hot. And it was like this whole, weird
thing?
Process of like watching the movie. I really enjoyed it, but like kind of being mad at you at the same time. It was just.
I sensed some hostility when I walked in the room.
No, but it was like a positive, you know, but you know, it was just, ugh. Anyway, oh, so that was my first, how I was introduced to Rachel was on Jumper.
I think I was 25.
Yeah. Anyways. So Rachel has been a very successful actor throughout the years, and she's also diehard Bachelor fan. So
tis true.
I asked her to come on, and she so graciously decided to come on. And yeah.
I could talk Bachelor all day, every day.
Well,
this
we'll
like a no-brainer.
We'll,
I know, we'll
get
there.
Into Bachelor.
That's okay.
We'd
just,
like to get into you a little bit. What have you been up to recently? No, you don't. Are you in general comfortable with talking about yourself?
Yeah. No. Yes. I think that answers the question.
No. Yes. What's your favorite thing about talking about yourself, and your least favorite thing talking about yourself?
I don't like to talk about myself. I mean, ask me questions and I can answer them, but
okay.
I can't just like talk.
We talk a lot about relationships. I honestly don't know the answer to this question. Okay. What is your relationship status?
I am single.
Okay, you're single. I do know that you're a mother.
I am a mother.
So that's pretty cool.
I'm a single mother.
Ooh.
That would be my status, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like they go hand in hand?
Well, I don't know. I guess they shouldn't.
I don't think so. I like this question. We do have a lot of single mothers who listen to this podcast.
Yeah. I wonder what they say when people ask, well, like on their Facebook, can you put single
I would
mother? Or
feel,
it's complicated.
I would. Do you find it complicated?
No, not at all.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
Do you play
you
it up a little
it.
Bit?
Do I play it up? I'm a single mother.
No, but in all seriousness, no, there
it's
are,
like
I think, a lot
Singapore.
Of. Yeah, a lot of people like will, you know. That a lot of, get a lot of questions. So do men find it blah blah blah? And I'm like, no, not at all.
Right. I guess that's a true testament to like, you know. I guess I was talking to this guy. I don't go into anything too. Like a few months back, and anytime I would bring my daughter up, they would never pursue a question or like ask more about.
Did that
her.
Bother you?
Well, it was a red flag.
Okay.
Because like anyone you're going to get involved with, if you have a kid. They have to be like all about the kid.
Yeah, there needs to be some taking interest going on
right.
there.
And there
for
was
sure.
none
not.
At all. So it wasn't
none
like.
None at all, right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, none at all.
Just so everyone knows, Rachel does have a beautiful posse in the room.
Yeah, yeah
I'm very flattered. Rachel
is very nice. It's
a bunch of people.
Nick's yeah. a little nervous.
And so as a single mother yeah. out there dating, mm-hmm. how quickly would you want him to, do you bring it up early on? Do they usually know? I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always put it out there, but also because she's like my world and I talk about her all the time anyways.
Okay, so it comes up organically
yes,
in conversations.
Absolutely.
And so on a first
how
date.
How fucked up would it be if I like hid that? Like
I don't know. That seems to
like
happen in movies a lot. I feel like in romantic
movies, like
comedies.
In Smilf. Did you see that
yes,
show? She's like having sex in the bed and the kid is like under the covers. Like sleeping.
The
sorry.
First time I dated someone with a kid.
Did it freak you out?
No, except, well, we hooked up pretty quickly.
Wait, have you dated more than one person with a kid?
No.
Okay. Like, that was the first and last. Yeah.
No, it was totally fine. The kid is great. I mean, like, so
how do you really feel?
We had a great first date. Great first date. And it,
first and last date.
No, we dated for like three or so months. But the next morning, 5:36 a.m., kid just walks right in. And I was just like,
oh, no. Oh. And you were naked and it was awkward?
I think I had my underwear on.
Okay, I hope.
Honestly, that's not
traumatizing.
And it was like, I mean, and again, it was the first time for me in that sense. So I didn't want to be disrespectful. I didn't know if I was.
How old was the kid?
Six.
Oh, okay. That's a very aware age.
Yeah. No. And then because he started crying.
Oh, it's getting better.
Yeah. And then there's actually way more to the story. Maybe I'll tell you later. But like, it was a wild first couple dates. But
did the kid start calling you dad right away?
No. No.
Was he crying because of you?
Yeah. I think he was just... No, it was just more like new and weird. And I don't know. I think he just got... Yeah, I don't know. It was fine. But it was just that, I mean, it was, I had, like, to your point, it was totally fine, but it was just something like where it was more like that was different. And then he was super cool and really chill, got along. We hung out and played like Legos and stuff.
And then you left him forever after 3 months and
yikes.
He was tortured.
That's not what happened. Wow.
Sorry, but.
So on the first day, you're like, hey, listen, I have a kid. Listen, and if this goes well, are you going to break his heart?
Are you busy at 8 o'clock because I need a babysitter?
How quickly would you or do you in general introduce?
She has not met anyone as of yet. And it would have to be like someone I know I'm going to be with.
How old is she?
She's 4 and a half.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's pretty cute.
So you're very protective in that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's great.
And she has a really good relationship with her dad. And, you know, that's, you know, it's very clear, whatever. So it would have to be a very serious.
Gotcha. But you still want them to show an interest and ask questions.
Well, yeah, because if you're going to pursue something with someone, they have to be interested in the kid. Totally. Or be like willing to like be around the kid or, you know, babysit the kid all the time. No, I'm just kidding. You know, all those things.
I read something and I thought this was really interesting. Are you worried?
I mean,
something about kids not being photographed for like people in the public eye. And I thought that was really interesting, especially nowadays when, I mean, heck, Bachelor Nation, I love my friends, but like sometimes, hey, we're pregnant, and the next thing you know, their kid has an Instagram page. The unborn child is like, no, but
do they really?
100%. And so I found
and the parents write in the word like there's
it's wild.
Oh god,
it's wild.
I mean, look, their college fund, they're working, they're working up towards.
But it's at the same time, I
mean, it's a different thing. Like everybody has a different idea or what they want to do, you know, with their kids and whatnot. I mean, I'm just. They don't choose to be in the limelight, you know, themselves. And when they're old enough and they want to pursue it and that's what they do, then that's fine. But it's not like I want to, you know, promote my kid or put her out there.
That makes a lot of sense. I, on the other hand, have a bunch of Instagram pages already picked out for the kids I don't
know. Your unborn children?
Yeah, just a bunch of like first and last names. Just
good. Well, you better, yeah.
We have options, babe. Like, I don't know what names you have in mind, but they can only be these 10.
They can only be these. And they're verified.
That's really cool. And so like, are you still like active with that or how does that whole work?
I mean, it's just, I feel like it's kind of an unspoken thing. Like you're either like for the no kids policy or you know what I mean? It's just some people are like my friend, Kristen Bell is a huge advocate for it and she follows it, you know, and it's like the back of their head, it's fine. You don't see their face, but you can still engage people and talk about your children and.
Do you find that paparazzi are aware of that stance and then respectful of it? Or no, they're just...
No, they don't care. They don't care. It's just some people who post, like, they'll block the kid's face.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
No, that's
really... they don't care. I, like, saw a picture the other day of my daughter somewhere, and she's, like, looking at the camera smiling because she's, like, no idea. She thinks someone's just, like, taking her picture. And, like, my heart, I was like, it's so innocent, but I was just like, oh. It crushed me.
Aww.
I'm like, no, you don't know what they're doing. But it's fine. She didn't know it's fine.
Has your daughter ever taken a selfie?
yes, as a matter of fact.
Really?
I have like thousands of pictures in my phone.
That she does.
That she does.
Wow.
She doesn't know it's called a selfie though, so I feel like it's okay.
Does that make it better or worse? You know, just, do you know what you're doing?
She's like, Mom, look at my selfie. Like that would be way worse than her just like taking my phone and making really funny faces.
What's your favorite thing about motherhood?
Oh my God. That's a hard one. Oh, you don't have to walk through the 3D security thing at the airport. You get to go through the regular medical. No, you don't. Yeah. You get to go through the metal detector.
That's your favorite thing.
That's my favorite thing.
I don't know much about motherhood, but I don't know what could be possibly better.
I mean,
how old, when do you lose that privilege?
That's a good question. I'm like waiting for them to be like, okay, both of you move over here. I'm going to be like, oh, sorry, I'm pregnant. Like, you can opt out of those.
FYI. You can, yes.
But and it takes a while. You get searched.
You get like
I've been
a
searched
body
many
cavity.
Times. Yeah, absolutely. Like, you get felt up. It's like the whole thing.
They're like, really?
You some don't... people might like that.
Yeah. You don't want this? Really? You're fine. We're gonna make
really
you regret this.
Come to this private room, the gloves snap.
No, they do. They kind of look at you and just really,
yeah, they really
snap
do.
It.
Yeah. Also, kids are great for an excuse for anything. Like if you don't want to do something, you don't ever have to lie. Because like you have kids. You can leave early. You can not go, and you can go to bed at 9, and it's like awesome.
Would you want to go to bed at 9 otherwise?
Yes.
Really?
I'm 80 at heart.
Have you?
I hope my heart's not 80, but
what time
feel
do you
80.
Eat, what time do you eat dinner? 4?
5:30.
5:30?
Yes, I do.
How are you still here?
I know. I'm going to be asleep on the couch by the end of this. I hope that's okay.
It's early evening for those.
It's almost past my bedtime.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing this. I had to.
I know. When you said 6, I was like, ooh.
Well, we're recording now in hopes that we would get the advanced copy of The Men Tell All.
Yeah, which you didn't. You
we
failed.
We did not. But what were your thoughts on Windmill Pete?
I've been waiting for confirmation that it was Pete. It was Pete?
Wait, you didn't
you
see the Fantasy Suite?
I did watch it. Did I miss that?
Remember their whole room?
I have a problem.
Like, remember their whole fantasy suite was,
oh, it was
in
like tubular.
In a big windmill?
Did break up with Luke?
Yes, of course. I paid attention for that.
So she just, you.
Yeah.
If you,
listen,
it was in the beginning of the episode.
It was the beginning.
Pete.
Well, because when I watch, I don't have very off, like I don't have a lot of time to watch TV shows. Because I'm a mom. So if I have to stay up past 9, which is crazy, and I'm watching, I'm like so tired and I'm doing other things. And so I can't like. Super pay attention to like every little detail.
What do you love most about The Bachelor?
Oh God. What do I love most? Well, first of all, let me put it out there. Bachelor in Paradise is my favorite of the franchise.
Right.
Yes.
Mine too.
Well, I mean, I would imagine you've been on it. But you've been on them all though, so.
You know, can I just point out that at this point, there are multiple cast members who
have
been
done all
on
three?
As much, if not more. And
who?
If they...
Who's
well, no,
all,
it
no,
makes it,
no,
they haven't
no.
done all three because they weren't asked to be the Bachelor, the Bachelorette,
oh,
but they've
sorry.
Been on.
But Nick's been asked to be the Bachelor. as you should have. I'm not going to give you a hard time.
I mean, if I'm going to get a hard time, can I flex a little bit? Like, no, it's
yes, please do.
It's a bit of, it's a sensitive issue for me. The like, oh, yeah. Nick's been on. You
You're
know?
Like the trifecta.
Yeah, but
you're like the godfather of the Bachelor.
Plenty of
You're the holy trinity of the Bachelor.
The holy trinity, right?
Well, you've been on 4 times, right?
Oh, what did I miss? Yeah, what's the fourth?
2 bachelorettes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Runner up.
Duh.
Yeah.
Twice. You are a professional runner up as well.
Paradise, that was my job.
No, but someone told you it was like your redemption tour on Paradise, and I really agreed with that. I was like, wow, Nick, I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
Like, I was like, you're so real.
Just keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
So what about like, I mean, other
what
than
do the, I love about the Bachelor?
What are the other than the entertainment of that's good, it being good TV, do you find it relatable
television.
In life? I think that why people love it and why it's been so popular for so long is because no matter what, whether you admit it or not, there's something that everyone
relates to. What do you relate to? Well, I mean, you've done it. So
you
guess it's not like you relate to it. You've actually lived it.
I mean, I kind of say like the swinger moment. Have you seen Swingers? The Jon Favreau leaves a bunch of messages. You know, that kind of, idiot moment where he's just like, I can't believe I did that. I feel like that's The Bachelor in a sense of like watching someone, everyone likes to watch someone lose their shit for love and kind of.
Yeah, for sure.
And
I mean,
I think
yeah.
that.
I'm a sucker for like romantic comedy, like all that stuff.
Okay.
But I will say, like, it's entertaining because you talk shit while you're watching it and then you get like invested and all, like, there's so many emotions going on while you watch these shows.
So what, do you like the drama and the shit talking more than the watching the love?
Well, probably, if I'm being honest. But
no, please.
But I will say that that's, I feel my, like,
I mean, same. I don't
right?
like the love at all.
Of course. And you're like, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, okay. If I was really honest.
It's like, I don't believe it. No, it's some of it.
But I think a lot of women watch the show and they're like,
the love.
What?
Sorry. I just feel like I'm getting myself in trouble here with the show.
Oh,
sometimes,
yeah.
I don't know,
you're,
if people
you're just
really
for
the love.
You're for
real.
The rose. You're for the final rose. I feel like women watch it, or at least people I talk to, and they're like, relate to it. And they're like, I want to go on it. I could win. You know, like, I could win his heart. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the competition or if it's actually for love, I feel like women can relate to that.
Was there a, go ahead. Sure.
Can I ask,
yeah.
Do you ever picture yourself as a bachelorette?
Oh,
like
100%.
Sometimes I'm like, I just want a show for myself where 100%. It's like called Cougar and I just get like a bunch of young 20 well, something
totally.
Models for yeah. 8
just
weeks
just a
or
date
whatever.
For 9 weeks?
Yeah.
Have
and then
you,
be like, I don't want to marry any of
have you.
You.
Yeah. 100%.
But thanks for the windmill, babe.
Thanks you know. For the win. Yeah, that was great. Had a great
have
time.
Have you watched The Bachelorette on a Monday night or DVR and gone to bed and fantasized about like what you would have done in that moment or what you would have said or like what you would do on a date?
I don't know that I've actually done that after watching it and been like, oh, I would. But I think while I'm watching it, yeah, I think I've been like, oh, I would totally kill it at that game or whatever's going
the
on.
The game?
I mean, there's like games.
Yeah.
What would, okay, all right. You're,
right?
You got cast.
Yeah, there are.
You got cast on The Bachelor.
Shows.
Yeah.
You say, I love you, you win the fucking talent
yeah,
show.
Yeah, just act your way to his heart.
But the truth is, for you guys should know this. The truth is, you know, those like competitions they have on the group dates.
Do you know about them before they happen?
No. Well, I mean, the lead does sometimes.
Yeah, but, right, sorry. But I know you've been both. It's confusing. As a contestant, do you know what game or whatever, like what's coming
up? No, you don't. It's all about the authentic reaction. But if you win the game or whatever game it is, it's almost always meaningless, right? You always
yes.
think like if I win the game, you're going to get something. And
yeah,
it's like,
no.
Nah, like
it
maybe,
doesn't matter.
Maybe later, but it's totally irrelevant.
Right. It's a group date.
Yeah.
Group date.
What was I going to, I totally forgot what I was going to ask you next.
If I could relate to things
no.
in the show, and then do I picture myself?
You know.
The games. Oh, do I want to be a bachelorette?
They should have celebrity bachelor. Why don't they?
I've thought that myself.
Right?
Yeah.
But I would want to like really customize it to you. Like what your wants would be. Would the men be young? Would they be old?
That's what they do on the real show.
They do? No, mm-hmm. they don't. They just pick a
wait,
bunch
they
of
ask
young
you like
no.
what
no,
you
they
want?
Get your
sure.
type.
They sure.
They ask
but,
the type?
No. No, they cast. I
How do you
do
get
think
on
that,
it? Do you
I
go
do,
to these castings? Like, what is it?
I think more interestingly enough, yeah. What I've noticed is that I think in general, the women always, more women submitted themselves in general, or they'd go to a casting call.
Okay.
And then historically, it was my experience that a lot of times men's, their friends or their wife's girlfriends or their buddy's wives.
I've been wanting to get my best friend on it for years.
Yeah.
wait, this little cutie sitting right here?
Yeah. She should be on it. She should
I'm
be
sorry.
The bachelorette.
She seems
make it
to
happen.
Be
hold on.
Married.
She's holding up a ring. I'm yeah. so confused.
But I've noticed more and more with like social media and this kind of path to like to followers and fame, more men are submitting themselves.
You were scouted in a grocery store, right?
No,
were you really?
No, my friend, my buddy's wife was watching Sean Lowe's season, and I was making fun of her for watching the show.
You had never watched it?
I was familiar with the premise, and
right.
I tuned in and from time to time, but I was just kind of like something was going on, some crazy shit. I was like, what the fuck are you watching? And she's like, shut up, you know. And then she got this thought to submit me that night.
So. Wow, and they picked you.
Almost not. I was a late cast. Most
really?
Of the, yeah, they thought I was going to be boring.
Look how far you've come.
Yeah, I really.
What do you think?
Holy Trinity.
Like Luke C's trying to get his friend on. He has like a whole campaign.
Oh, really?
For that the ABC
C.
tour.
Oh, I met.
I mean,
this
not
friend.
Luke C.
Very,
Tyler C.
Very
oh, good. I was like, who's Luke C?
He's a shoe.
Tyler.
If he wanted to go in, he would. He could go on. He's a shoe in.
Tyler. Did Tyler win?
Tyler.
I'm Tyler. C. Scandal
we love
free.
Him, right?
We love him.
Love him.
Love
him.
Tyler.
Just stronger and stronger, that Tyler.
My dog.
Everyone loves
that's
Tyler.
That's your dog.
He's a good man. You were just with him
I
running
him.
In
yeah,
New York.
Nice.
Is he nice?
He's very nice.
I loved his dad.
Oh, his dad was so sweet.
Dad.
The whole thing.
Tyler.
So you like Luke.
Obviously, I love Luke.
He's your favorite.
I can't with him.
Have you ever dated a Luke?
The answer would be no.
No one like Luke.
I mean, how would you describe Luke?
Misogynistic, I don't know, controlling, manipulative, gaslighter, I don't know. Has a temper tantrum. There's no traits in that
there
list.
Might be, there you might have be a like few the perfect taste I've in had choosing men. Maybe
anyone, can I just get some nods and winks and any maybe confirmation from
a few of those traits for sure. I was saying earlier, like, you feel like with Luke, everything is calculated. Like, when he gets mad, in his head, he's like, I'm going to yell at Garrett right now. And then he, like, yells at him. And you're just like, that is not authentic. Like, you are not actually yelling. You're just like, it's weird. He's not a real person, as far as I'm concerned.
He doesn't have real thoughts.
Sure.
You've never dated someone like that?
I mean, sure. I have no memory. It's like something about me you should know.
In general or just exes?
In general.
You have a bad memory.
I do.
As an actor.
It's different than photographic memory. Like, I can look at something and memorize it really fast.
You have a photographic memory, but no memory.
Yes. Correct. That is correct. You got it.
Rachel Bilson, everybody.
True. That is the truth. Anyway, some of those traits I'm sure I have encountered. I know I have. And I just get so upset when I talk about Luke.
What are your thoughts on Hannah bringing Luke this? Because I a lot of people get mad at Hannah. Or they're like, why does she keep him around? This handsome, like, gentleman in the background just like raises his hand.
I mean, I don't really see how she doesn't see through him even when they're together. Because you're watching it and when he's talking, you're like, I just don't believe anything you're saying. But I can't say, you know, when they're just together and no one else is seeing all the behind the scenes and what's going on with the other guys. Like, she doesn't see any of that.
True.
So I'm not going to hold it against her. Okay. You know? She really came with it last week she was like, oh yeah, well, I had sex in a windmill twice. Peace out, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, okay, Hannah, okay. You have redeemed yourself.
Have you ever dated someone your friends didn't like?
Silence.
So yes, how long before you realized that they were right? Or if they were, they right? Were they right? Did you ever realize they were right? Ever? Like, maybe when you were 21, you know? This is
when
long
I was 20,
ago.
I've had my fair share. Don't get my best friend in here. Could really just roll off a list right now.
she get her mic'd up? No, it's fine. We're not trying to get in the details. But
no.
I get somewhat defensive of our dear Hannah because of the hardest part of being the lead is kind of Bachelor Nation likes to judge you for your
But do you watch
choices.
It back? Like, when you watch the season, you're like, oh shit, like all this was going on and you just weren't aware of it, you know?
I was pretty aware of everything. I was fortunate the producers really trusted me and I was pretty much in on it, so to speak. That's not the case for most leads and probably not Hannah.
Holy Trinity.
Is my guess.
I know. Just, you know, by the third time, here's
how
everything
works. You're just here. You
live
with us.
You're an executive producer. You're part of this. Yeah.
The godfather.
Yeah, that's right. The podfather.
You know what? I'm just whatever. That wasn't even a flex. It was just like, you asked a question. I gave you the honest answer.
But it's much more fun to just talk shit to you than just... Anyways, yes, what was your question?
I don't know. I'm just crying on the inside. Your poor taste in men. No.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, I feel like this is something we should explore.
Wait, how do I become a producer so I can just like travel with the show and see all the behind the scenes?
I just really think you need to become a bachelorette. Yeah.
Have you thought about that?
This is all leading to.
Can I just submit myself? No.
Probably. Yeah.
No, I don't make the cutoff for the age.
Yeah, sure. I think there's some special.
They could do the geriatrics like version.
Oh God. Do you how old are you?
I'm 37. I'm older than you.
Why
right?
do you got OH? I'm 38.
What?
I know.
Oh my it's all those essential oils.
Do you feel old as a 37-year-old?
No. But like in Bachelor Nation, you're like
it's
ancient.
Particularly young. Yes, I'm.
Like, how do they let you on still?
It's gotten a little out of control. Well, you know, that was 5 years ago. I just won't.
Was
go
it
away.
5 years? Yeah. Your last one was 5 years.
My first one.
Okay, but your last one was
2 years ago. I was 35.
Was it The Bachelor your last one or Bachelor in Paradise? It was Bachelor. How'd that end for you?
What? I feel like you know.
Why would you think that?
It's fine. It's cool. It's fine.
Do you guys think a bachelor at our age would be interesting or no? Because I feel like we would come with so much.
This was 2 years ago. We had a bachelor our age. Like,
oh,
with
sorry.
Me. And I felt like the season was fun.
Was it interesting? I didn't see it. Was it? I don't know.
Oh, wait. As far as ratings go, yours was a good one? Like, do they actually...
Am I allowed to be honest without you giving me shit?
Yeah, I'm going to be... I'll be quiet. Flex away.
They haven't had a higher one since.
Oh, shit.
Ben's was really good. Slightly beat Ben's ratings by just a thin margin.
Ben?
My show... from what I know, was the only network television show to increase ratings from year to date from the previous show.
You know an awful lot of very detailed information.
Someone tweeted about it, and like it was like, you know, every lead cares. It's like, you know, and it was fun.
Sure.
It's like
all he has, Rachel.
It's literally, and as much as I'm giving you shit about your taste in men, I mean, hey, 38 and single.
I didn't even say anything.
Really, I did.
Fair, that's fair.
No, I mean, listen, I like people like again with Hannah. They give so much has been made about Hannah keeping Luke around. I get defensive of it because like that's why I think The Bachelor is so popular, because people love to judge and shame and criticize, but that we're doing it about ourselves. We're all doing right. Like
that's fair, yeah. No, but like I said, she's not seeing every part.
Even if she is seeing that part, I don't think it makes a difference. I think she's was super into Luke.
She was super attracted to him. That was for sure.
And the little stuff, I mean, I think she certainly knew the guys didn't like her and...
Him.
Him,
whatever. I hope the guys liked her. That'd be awkward.
I think the guys really liked her. I think they respected her and thought she was cool. Yeah.
Wait, you know who won, right?
No, not for sure. Oh. I've heard various rumors.
Apparently, she knows.
You know,
she could be wrong.
Some of those spoilers aren't always true.
And it's not over till the live show, baby.
It's not
that's
over.
True.
The season is not done wrapping until...
Especially this one.
There are those rumors about Jed. I do think Jed's going to win.
That's who I think, too.
I mean,
no,
it just doesn't...
Why?
Because other than Luke...
I don't want Jed
no,
to win.
He should not.
But I think that...
Other than Luke, she's the only one... She really listens to what... She cares what Jed thinks and says.
He's the only one that she has said she is falling in love with.
Yeah. And with
true.
And with Tyler and Pete, she seems more in control. And like, I feel like she's kind of going through the motions. Like, I like making out with you. This is fun.
Yeah,
I'm asking a lot of questions. And when it comes to prior to that, with Luke also and Jed recently, she's very much like trying to figure out where he's at.
But what about Jed's like mom and sister just like shooting her down? Terrible. They were just like, because he basically was like, mom. Sister, I'm going on the show to better my career. Just bear with it. And then he shows up at home with the girl. Like,
here's,
I love her.
Here's what happened on Jen's hometown.
What? Do
you know?
No. Well, yes. Wait, what I'm saying, the reaction that Jed's parents gave, it wasn't them being assholes, like, even though it read that way. It was them being utterly confused.
Right.
And so keep in mind, Jed, assuming the rumors are all true, is that like, hey, mom and dad, I'm going on The Bachelorette. I think it's going to be great for my career, et cetera, et cetera. You know, my girlfriend, she's fine with it.
Everything's cool with it.
She's cool. We're going for my career. His parents are like, and again, even when I first went on, my parents, like, they heard of the show. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's a TV show. You know, like there's some, you know, Raven's mom was like super, like, I remember meeting Raven's parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, hometowns is really hard. And it's like, hey, like, just interference. Her mom, like, after like 20 seconds in, listen, if you pick my daughter, this is super amazing. Like, no questions for me. She was all in. She was done. But most
That's
parents
cute.
Are very, like, just, they don't know, right? So, Jed or whatever the fuck is Jed? Jeb?
Yeah, Jed.
He goes on and then he's gone. He's off the grid. Disappears. Parents are kind of, they're.
Yeah, you can't, like, text.
They don't
can't
know
be on
what's
your
going
phone.
On. They're trying to follow spoilers, I'm sure. Just, you know, no phone call. No phone call.
Wait, it was
no
really funny. Whose season was where the girl went missing and the mom, like, was like, my daughter has been kidnapped.
Becca
or
Martinez.
Becca.
Yes. Anyway.
And so the next time you hear from anyone is from a producer saying, hey, this is a Bachelor producer.
That's pretty crazy.
Your son's still on the show. It looks like he might get a hometown.
You're going to meet your future in-law.
Can we show up? And then so the producers come the day before the hometown. They outfit the house. They take the family out to dinner, kind of a little like, let's get to know you. Meanwhile, his family's like, probably asking a lot of questions. Like, what the fuck? Hey, or like, what's going on? They're like, well, listen, we
his girlfriend why, is in gonna, the back.
His gonna, girlfriend's at yeah, dinner.
His girlfriend's at the dinner. Like,
exactly. We don't want to spoil anything. So why don't you wait till you meet Hannah and Jed? But like, you know, and they're like, no, but like, yeah, they really like each other, but we don't want to give anything away. So they're not really sharing information. So the next time they see their son, everyone's mic'd. Everyone's on camera. Jed and Hannah walk in, and then his parents are like, meanwhile, Jed is probably like,
oh shit,
I love this girl, you know, like, and so his parents in this moment are still confused whether is he just saying this because he's Mike? Does he really think this? What the fuck is going on? That was his parents' reaction, because they were told from Jed that it was all fake, and he comes in thinking,
I'm surprised he didn't come.
I believe that Jed has decided that his other girlfriend doesn't exist anymore, and he's decided to be all in on Hannah for sure. Aww. And I think his parents were truly just like,
okay,
you know, exactly what happened. They were utterly confused.
That's exactly what I thought, though, because he's been very open that he went on to better his career, and also he picks up his guitar at every moment, at every opportune chance.
What do we think of the Peter news about him having a
total
girlfriend?
Bullshit.
I read. Wait, no. You mean the girlfriend's bullshit?
Yes.
Well, so I read it, and I thought the story was a little like, yeah. I mean, I don't know that it's bullshit, but
I'm sure her version's totally true.
Right.
But it's also like they broke up.
Right.
I don't understand.
Do you think they broke up, and then he was like, "I'm going to go on the show," or he got the show and then
I don't know.
They broke up?
I don't care.
That's oh wow.
They broke up in December. He didn't know at that point whether he was getting on the show.
Got it.
Had he applied by December?
I do know he was scouted.
Oh,
I do know this.
How do you know this? Oh, right. Sorry. Podfather.
Podfather.
I know people on the show. God, you guys are savage. I do know he was scouted. Like, listen, it's like she was just like, we dated. We said, I love you. We took a vacation together. Oh my God.
Look,
have you taken a vacation with someone before?
Right. I'm not mad at Peter. Like, I'm not that mad at Peter. No. I don't, whatever it was. I'm not that mad.
Also, the timing is really like, really, you waited till like Monday on a fantasy suite to drop this information. Well, she saw
how far he went, and he's like really all in with
her. She does not want him to be the Bachelor. She's like, I had to watch a whole goddamn season of America.
Now I gotta go through a fucking another one.
But what about the fact he didn't tell her, like, hey, I've been interviewing for The Bachelor?
He got scouted.
Yeah, but he could have told her, hey, this is what happened.
He got scouted.
Why? He's going to break
up with
her.
That's honesty.
He's breaking up with her. Do you tell this? You're dating someone, real life, and something comes up and you know you're going to break up with them. Do you have to give them every detail, or can you just say, we're broken up?
Well, it depends on how long you've been with them.
They were dating like 5 months.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Not.
Unless he had the offer before the breakup. I don't know.
He didn't even have the offer. Also, keep in mind, if I was dating someone and they had an opportunity, whatever that was, and they thought, if I get this opportunity, I'm going to break up with Nick, I don't want to date him anyways. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think it's kind of mean to be like, not tell them, and then just they have to see you on The Bachelor and be like, whoa.
Yeah, well, if you're in a real relationship, you should have been like upfront and been like, yo, I'm going on The Bachelor.
They were almost broken up as long as they were dating. How much heads up did I call every ex-girlfriend and be like, hey, just so you know, I'm going to be on national. I mean, seriously, though. Like,
I don't know.
Yes,
I mean, I do hear your point. Who knows what the fuck
happened? Also, did she share text messages?
Yeah. And like, it was like, we said nice things. I'm assuming they did. They dated. He's like, he says, you say nice things. Like,
sure.
If you fall in love, you date someone for a month. She's like, we talked about having kids. One time they got drunk, I'm sure, and said, our kids would be so good looking.
I love
like,
it. We have no idea. One time they got drunk for sure.
No, but I'm assuming
they maybe had like
the night they met. Yeah.
No, my point is like, you know, she's like, we talked about this X, Y, and Z. It's just like, is that a crime? Like, are we held to like everything we say in early in relationships when we're honeymoon phase and we're just like saying
like,
some
why
shit?
Are you coming out just to shame his name at this point?
The timing is a little odd, but I feel like they obviously were invested.
I don't doubt it.
Hence the text messages.
And I'm sure she was heartbroken. That sucks. And I'm sorry for that. But like, even if he broke up with her to go on the show, he wanted to go on a show more than he wanted to date her.
Right. So she should be like the bigger person and be like, that's obviously not my dude. You know?
Right. Yeah.
I have to just read this text message because he just sounds the same as he does on the show. He's like, wish you were coming out tonight every night. Or did I make that up in my head? Oh, it would be amazing to see you like every day.
Like every
day. That's amazing. Pretty, like, he has he a does lot of, say like, a lot of like from the valley ish Westlake. Yeah, it's still valley.
Yeah,
I'm a valley girl.
Also, when you read text messages out of context, it's very oh much easy to make fun.
Imagine if we actually lived together. Like, dang, perfection, says Pilot Pete.
Dang,
as she has him saved
G's.
In the phone.
Dang
with the 3 G's. Perfection. He's thirsty. Dang. That just all sounds pretty thirsty
he
to me.
Again, sure, but what's so wrong about...
He was smitten.
What's so... Like, again, does this mean he can't go on The Bachelor 5 months later?
No.
Does this mean he can't
but
have a change of heart
like,
the next
but
day?
But it sounds like they broke up and then he was going on the show like a week later or something. Isn't that
no,
what
it sounds like he heard about the opportunity, got scouted for it, and then said...
Peace.
You know what? I'm going to pursue this and I'm going to break up with you.
Yeah, he was like, well, you live in Atlanta. I'm going to pursue this.
Yeah, also just, she
it
lived
makes
in
me
Atlanta.
Like him more.
Yeah, he's a...
Gives him a little edge.
Right?
A little edge that I needed.
Like, condom me.
Yeah, he was like, oh, he's sweet. He's like Ben. He's like,
he's a little savage.
He's just
cute.
He's not offensive.
Call
he's just
me.
There. He's just kind of floating
he's
along.
So, like, he's just like,
no, he's got condoms now, in every crevice.
Yeah,
he's
got
edge.
He's got
condoms.
That condom.
No, he's got condoms. He's fucking in windmills. He had girlfriends in December. He's dropping like a bad habit.
I will say.
You want to go on TV? I'm like, he's my guy. Like,
wait, but he like. He, you know, you think he's so sweet and whatever, but then they got down in like the sauna or whatever. And you're like, okay, he can like get down. And then he sees his car and it's a 2-door black Mercedes. And he's like, this is my baby. And he like gets in the car. And then that was it for me. Well, like,
he called the car his baby.
He said, this is my baby. Yeah.
Listen, not my favorite part.
I was done.
As a 25-year-old
then I was
guy,
like, Pete, you're dead.
Like, he's a little spoiled, clearly. Like, what 25-year-old should be driving a Mercedes?
Well, he has a job.
All, it's like,
he's a pilot.
He's a pilot.
A lot of people have jobs. They're not driving Mercedes.
Well, regardless, even if he has money,
calls it his baby.
He called it his baby.
Yeah,
that was it for me.
Not,
I was done.
I didn't hear that. But
you did
I'm
it?
With you.
Thank
on
you.
That.
Yeah, that was it. I was like, oh man, there goes Pete. The plane has crashed. Sorry, Pete. I'm sure you're really nice, Pete. I'm sorry. Just don't call your car your baby.
What's the douchiest thing you've ever said in a relationship to someone?
Wow.
You mean what's the douchiest thing that's ever been said?
Sure,
to
Sure. Either or, but like it's kind of fun if you would remember.
Oh. Oh no, should I say
is she in relationships with you?
She knows everything about me, and since I have no memory, I always go to her and I'll be like, what was my boyfriend's
She's
name?
She's your personal historian.
She is.
I want to do like record a date of yours, and then you pull back and she's just sitting there eating appetizer.
Wait, what are your likes and dislikes of my Instagram? What are your likes and dislikes of my Instagram? Oh. On my Instagram.
Wait, that was
very,
what was
you have
asked.
A very tasteful Instagram.
He said that to you?
Yeah.
No.
Was that what he
no.
asked you?
Yeah, he asked me that.
What? Oh. Really?
Yes.
Wait. What?
I didn't say that.
Say it again.
He asked me. He's like, "What are your likes and dislikes on my Instagram?"
This is a first date.
Wow.
I don't even know. Did we even have a first date?
Oh no.
Really? Oh, you like met
pretty
at a
bad.
Party.
You know me, going to parties at 5.
We didn't even have a first date. I feel like...
No, I don't know. I don't want to get into all that.
Great. But so some guy 10 years ago asked you...
When Instagram didn't exist.
Asked you...
What are your likes and dislikes of my Instagram
that's,
page?
Well, I don't think know. That's like hard more. To top.
Would you ever ask that?
No.
You probably
I
have.
I don't know.
No.
Actually, when I walked in tonight, Nick was like, okay, first I have to find out what are your likes and dislikes on Instagram.
That was me.
Before we start, because I need to know like what I should target.
I've never said that. I have said, it has come up before, like I've met someone on a dating app before. And I don't know how it comes up, but I will admit that I have asked, it's
oh,
come
no.
up like, you know, it didn't come out of nowhere, but I will say like, it said like, do I look like my Instagram?
Ooh.
Oh.
First of all, if they don't, run.
Sure. But that was kind of the talking point. You're in LA. There's a lot of like,
ugh.
Hey,
the worst.
Congratulations. You're what I expected. That's a win. And meeting someone online. Right. And so like that has come. I'm like, do I look like my Instagram? They're like, yeah, totally. Someone has, you know.
If your shirt's off.
Yeah, you must have
you
asked your shirt off.
One of those. Nick, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
What do you mean apparently? Someone told you or?
What? I've seen your Instagram.
Oh, so you said apparently. So then you.
Factually. Yeah. You post
you
a lot of shirtless.
Like, you make it sound like you've been told and like just make sure to give Nick a hard time about no.
Yes.
Is it the painting or the cooking you like better?
Oh my God, do you do that with your shirt off? Cooking, you could burn yourself. That's a hazard.
Well, it's like a shtick, right? It's like, hey, don't ruin your clothes. So the only thing to do is
it's
take
like,
off
take
your
them
shirt.
Off. Yeah. You're like, I do laundry.
Listen, I don't have my followers are women and they like love and they like babies.
Hey,
I have,
you don't have to defend it.
I don't have love or babies. And so I have like these shticky things I do.
You have your Instagram. It's your girlfriend. Instagram's your girlfriend. And you show off for her.
I would like it not to be. It's not.
It's okay, Nick. If you got it, flaunt it. It's all good.
Listen.
No one's mad at it.
I leave lead a dark life. But some guy asked you, and did you answer the question?
I hope not.
You didn't? You just...
No, I don't think I... That was what I was first, like, it was in the beginning and he was like, oh, follow me on it. Like, asked me to follow him. And I was like, that's so weird and like, not... Oh yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh yeah, he was private and I was like, my best friends want to follow you. They want to like see whatever. And he got so offended. And he wouldn't let them. And I was like,
he wouldn't let them.
You like, said my you said to him.
Mm-hmm. I was like, my best friends, like they want to follow you, just like accept that. Or I like told them him like who they were or whatever.
Totally
weird.
Red flag.
He's like, well, I haven't even met them yet. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, wait, what?
And you may never if they don't approve of your Instagram. You're the one who's asking them what you like better or not. Like, I don't. Also, he literally asked you his likes and dislikes. So, like.
I know.
Your friend.
Listen, it's a big old jumbled. Yeah, he had so to go. He had to go. Safe to say, we're engaged.
How do you meet people these days?
I don't really meet people. Do I meet people?
No. Yep. Do you mind playing a little game with me?
Oh God. Yeah, fine.
It's just more how to get to know you. But we play this little game called Do You Know Me?
Oh.
And I like to think our big premise here is we can ask a lot of simple questions. You can learn a lot about someone by random questions. Mm-hmm. You can have specific questions like, hey, tell me about your kid because I care that you're a mom. But sometimes you can ask random questions and we can learn a lot about someone. I'm gonna save that one for later.
Okay. Warm up.
So me, Shug, and Rochelle, yeah. You guys bite your tongues.
Because
we're going to compete to see who knows Rachel the best.
Between you guys?
Me, Shug, and Rochelle.
After these questions, you mean?
So don't answer. Like, I'm going to ask. First one, for example, Rachel.
Yeah.
Has Rachel ever changed a flat tire?
No.
I say yes.
No.
Oh, I thought I had to say, answer.
Well, let us answer. I'm going to say yes.
You guys are wrong.
I say yes.
The answer is yes.
Oh! Hey! I underestimated you. I'm sorry.
I'm only slightly offended.
45 minutes. Came in very salt of the earth kind of attitude. You know?
I'm a big movie star changing tires. That's impressive.
Who? Yeah. Definitely not me.
As question number two. So Nick is up 1-0.
Excuse me.
I think you said yes.
Thank you. I sure did.
You sure did.
I apologize.
I tasted the salt.
Rochelle's getting
earth.
Her ass
Thank
kicked.
You very much.
That's right.
Has Rachel ever been on a blind date? No, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
A true blind date. Like, hey,
like
I think you should go.
There.
Yeah, you never met this person. Someone set you up.
I'm saying no.
No.
Rochelle?
Yes.
What's the answer?
I don't
We're
know
looking
the
to your best friend.
I know.
I feel
Have
like
I?
She knows.
Right?
Let's say no because I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe, but I don't know. Let's say no. Not. Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, no.
Okay, fair.
Has Rachel ever been dumped?
I'm going to say no. You're giving away all the answers Stop. Over there. Your best friend is just shaking her head. No,
I'm
no.
I'm
going
to say no.
No, no, no.
No? I would have guessed no regardless.
I would have guessed no. Absolutely no. Rochelle, you didn't hear the question, but I'm going to just make you guess anyway
I'm
for not
being
produced. Attention.
I have producer duties.
Yeah.
Shug, he
I'm
said
say no.
sit
I,
up because
I
can't
Well, the reason
face.
I had asked that, because oh. I'm getting the impression that it's early on that she maybe makes the choices, and then she realizes, yeah, I shouldn't have dated you, and then she breaks up with him.
What's the answer?
Like you've learned to look to Leah.
No, but well, I feel like that's what we've learned over the past 45
yes,
minutes.
Yes, for sure.
Can Rachel name the three branches of the government?
Yes.
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 Didn't it?
We
did
believe,
you say?
I said yes.
Okay. We really believe in you.
Can you do it?
Fuck, I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah, there you go.
One.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Representative?
Stop.
She didn't give it to me.
No, not representative.
Legislative representative and
not representative.
Shit.
Okay, so no.
Congress.
Judicial and executive branch.
Oh, judicial. And I did know that. I just didn't remember it.
You know it now because I told you.
Okay.
But I did know
she
that.
She knew it. Okay. It's hard she to be it. Put on.
I learned that in elementary school. It was a
Has
long time
Rachel
ago.
Ever lied on a resume?
She's never had to give a resume.
That's not necessarily true. Okay.
What's your answer?
My answer is no.
I guess not. Has Rachel ever sold anything on Craigslist?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
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 Have you been on Craigslist?
No. Yeah.
I would. Yeah.
That's a good place to meet
it's really
people.
Really fun. Yeah.
On it.
Has Rachel ever faked an orgasm?
Yes. All women yeah. have.
I agree. Yes.
What do you say?
I guess yes. I mean, all women. You can't look to her for this, by all means. Christ.
I mean, I actually could. We just know that. I feel like no.
Okay.
Wow.
She only acts when she's getting paid.
Do you really think?
thank you very much. I'm a professional.
She's like, I don't.
I'm not on the clock.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if SAG would appreciate this. Not union certified at the bedroom. So really all women, huh?
I think most women.
No.
Why?
Apparently no.
Why? I just, why do
Sometimes
women feel the
need?
Sometimes
I just want it to be over.
Can't
yeah,
you just
we
say,
want it to be over,
so
Dick.
So can't you just say, not tonight?
People pleasers. No, I don't even think that's the case necessarily. Like, they don't want to.
Can you stop faking orgasms, Rochelle? And Shug, apparently.
I have lots of great real orgasms, but sometimes there's time to go.
I will do what I want.
Can't you just say, not going to come tonight?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Maybe next time.
Not going to come tonight.
You can.
Is that it?
Can't you... Does that's your fake orgasm?
That's your fake?
Just a couple pants?
It's really quick.
No, you're suggesting you just say, not going to come tonight.
Seven.
Yeah, can you just say, not going to happen?
Seven. Sorry. Seven. Yeah, thank you.
It's not going to happen. I don't,
everything is a friend's reference with me.
Wonderful.
I don't...
That's one of the best ones.
Listen, at the end of the day, I feel like women, if women are all doing it, are only hurting themselves, because how do you...
Right.
All the guys, that's why you have
they
a bunch of
know.
Guys thinking they're just killing it out there.
Right, exactly.
Oh my God, have you ever been tired? Or like you're not,
yes.
you know, there's no more juice. There's no more
Well, again, it's harder like, for men to fake orgasms. I'm not saying it's impossible. It's harder to do. And if it's not going to happen for me, I'm like, listen.
Have you
I'm
ever?
No, I just say like, listen, I'm
If you
it's
could,
not,
could, would you fake it?
Yeah.
See?
Question.
Yeah. You probably would.
Interesting question.
Because it's a little awkward, right? When you're like, listen, I'm not going to do it.
This isn't happening.
I don't know if I would, but the only reason why I would is because any time I haven't finished and I'm like, listen, I, you know, kind of cup of whisk, women seem to always think it's them and it's not them. And then it's just like this whole, like, was it me? Did I do something wrong? I'm like, no, like I'm just fucking in my head and I had like three whiskeys. It's not going
to
happen. And that's why,
you
because
explain
I just,
it.
I don't know if men, when they don't come, I guess when women are, I guess would do the same thing, but men are probably doing something wrong if they're not right. Not
well,
always.
It's also like, it's also harder for some women than others. Like,
sure.
Some, you know,
I just think in general, I think people should just be open about it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all.
Listen, you're opening other things up. You might as well be open.
It's also sort of fun to fake it sometimes. You get to get really loud or like do a whole theatrical thing.
You're like, wait.
You're like, oh, thank you. Bye.
I'm pretty sure I know if it's fake. I've called, like, I've been like, that was definitely fake.
You can call it, you
think? I
think
you should do that.
No, I haven't called them out, but in my head, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way that was real. Because, like, all in right, my so head.
We got to finish the game.
You're like, move on.
Ballbuster. Okay, what have you ever had sex on the beach? I'm going to say no.
Yes. She was in the OC, the show The OC.
Real sex, not fake sex.
I'm going to say no.
Yes.
I feel like there's a yes in my head.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a
yes.
yes.
In
one more question.
I want a best friend like you that just knows my whole everything.
It's my treasure trove.
Do you have the app? Does Rachel have Facetune on her phone?
No. Were you going to Facetune me? Oh, does that mean like you Photoshop your face? It's not the old app. It's not the old face. It's like the Photoshop.
The Photoshopping face. Kind of.
No, yeah. I'm all about, I don't ever filter. George, you can attest to this. Yeah. I don't ever put a filter on anything because I like to keep it real.
Literally no filters.
Literally no filters.
Good for you. I have it on my phone. Nice, I have never used it, but I have downloaded it.
I appreciate you being honest about that.
You've never touched.
You did make
face?
The step to download it because you felt like
I was
you might
curious
need
about it.
It.
I was like, here what's going on. You know, I will put a filter on my photos. I do not fuck with my physical appearance.
I did. I mean, back in the day on Instagram, I probably have some filters on there, but like it's been a good past year that I committed to it and I'm stuck with it.
Have you guys done the old person face?
Leah did
app?
Me. My best friend did me.
How did you feel? It brought up a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
To me.
It really did.
It was emotional.
It didn't do me any favors. Needless to say, I didn't post
me
it.
Neither.
I did not put it up on Instagram.
Everyone has posted it.
I put mine up, lost 50,000 followers.
I feel like I've aged gracefully, but apparently, according to this app, at some point it's going to really catch up.
You know what's fascinating? My girlfriend has Botox in her forehead and it knew. Like the rest of her face was melty and her forehead was smooth.
Well, here's what
that's
I
that's a good app.
Here's what I think the
great
app is
app. Great
the,
Botox.
The app is exaggerating everything that is already there.
That's already there.
And so,
there was nothing there.
It's like if there was a white wall, it would still be a white wall.
It would be like the bounciest.
Anyway, it was not kind to me, and I didn't post anything.
It's very upsetting.
And
that was probably a smart decision.
Are you fine, Rachel, with answering some fan questions and saving the world?
Sure.
Saving
the world? Yeah.
Well, I like to think we're saving the world.
I think you should. It's a good mentality to have, I feel.
I mean, I'm sometimes surprised what we get asked.
Me too, but I'm always really satisfied with how we go about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel good.
We're about to have a really good time.
What do you think about my jingle?
Let's ask Nick your sexy questions.
I didn't write it, but they made it, and I was like, yeah.
And they're honestly not very sexy usually, at least on this show. I know on your Instagram they are, but these ones, I mean, they're heavier than they are sexy.
Quite the jingle you have there.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Jordan.
Hi.
It's so nice to meet you guys.
So nice to meet you. I'm Nick. This is
Rachel.
This is, we have Shug with us and Rochelle.
Hi.
Not on camera. And then a bunch of people.
I'm excited that Shug is on this week.
Shug is back.
So happy to be here with you.
Jordan, how can we help? What's your question?
A little bit of backstory is I work with my aunt in a pretty big company here. She helped me get started in the business that I work in, and her and her husband have been on a rough path. They are notorious for not keeping relationship drama between the two of them. So a year ago, we all found out that her husband cheated on her. So this is kind of spilled into all of our daily lives in some form or another. Now she's been happier. I've been a little bit suspicious of why she's happier since I've been privy to quite a few screaming conversations. Long story short is I actually found out a week ago that she had a boyfriend outside of their marriage.
And who's the boyfriend?
Who's the boyfriend?
I'm a very sorry?
Who's the boyfriend?
The boyfriend has turned out to be my boss.
Nice. Ooh. Not good, nice, but sorry.
Oh, it's very thrilling. And
it
would be very exciting. But unfortunately, it doesn't make for an ideal work-life balance.
Yeah.
It would be great, honestly. I think I try to be very supportive. I'm very open-minded. So my initial thing finding out was, oh, if you have a boyfriend, whatever works for you in your marriage, they have a son. I think that they should be happy and show their son what happy looks like. And if you need to redefine your relationship to do that, then whatever, that's your problem. That's your guys' decisions to make, except that I've actually traveled and met my boss and his wife and his daughter.
Sure.
Ooh, this
what do you do for work?
What do you do for work?
What's...
I live in Las Vegas. So I am a project manager in the casino industry.
So what is your question, I guess? Is it what should you do? How do you handle the situation?
So we all work together.
Okay.
I mean, not always very closely, but I'm in a personal dilemma of I don't know what to do here going forward. I've had a conversation with my aunt telling her that I'm not comfortable with the situation.
She knows, you know? Okay.
She does. She was telling me, she's actually gushing about her boyfriend, saying she's excited because she's going on dates again. She's going wine tasting and she's doing all these exciting things. And I read between the lines and found out who it was. And she was so upset because she thought that I would view her as a whore.
Are you finding yourself, like, do you feel guilty that you're not telling, or do you feel caught in the middle? Like, is there a version of this where you're like, okay, I guess this is the life you guys are choosing? And, like, is it the lies that are going on that's bugging you?
I honestly think that's what it is, 100%. Because my first question was, oh my God, does your husband know? And her husband does know. He says that he's okay with it.
Wait, he knows?
He knows. My aunt's kind of explanation was her first thing was getting it out on the table. She actually disappeared for 3 days with the boyfriend. He came home and asked what was up. And she was like, so I need a boyfriend.
Question, how much do you work with the boss? Like, how much? Like, I mean, I know he's your boss, but, like, are you interacting with him every day, or is it, like, your boss you report to once a week?
But it's pretty regular. Okay. Like, we're a very small team, so if I have an issue, he's one of two people that I go to.
Is there an HR?
Recently, there is, but it's complicated because I'm technically working for two different companies. So he's part of one company and she's part of the other, but we all work together.
No, but I'm saying you have HR. So here, can I give you some advice and then we'll kind of get, okay. I think, listen, there's only so much you can do. You can't tell other people what to do in terms of whether they should date or not. Like, and this sounds like a very unique situation where, like, they seem to have this weird open thing. I don't know. Like, it's hard to keep up with. They know and they're cheating and he's cheated and whatever. Now your boss is involved. So, like, at this point, my only really concern for you is your job, in a sense that, like, because you can't really control what your aunt does in those relationships. Like, you can just, your employment is important in maintaining that relationship. So I don't think it would be appropriate to go to your boss and kind of say anything to him. I do think it would probably be important for you to report this to HR and to say, I need you to make aware of the situation that I find myself involved in, because it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. And I feel like I'm caught in the middle of this kind of sticky family situation that I just, listen, I'm not, you know, I don't want to be involved in it. So I think you need to make HR aware of this situation. That's what you should do in these times, is, like, let them know. And then you're out of it, kind of thing. And so, and then I think you should remove yourself from the situation. And personally, I think you should tell your aunt, listen, if you want to do this, that's fine. I'm not here to judge you, but I just don't want to be a part of it because, you know, it's my boss and I got to keep this professional. And ask her politely not to share this with you and not to tell her dating stories, and just remove yourself as much as you possibly can. And then you just have to be kind of, the only thing you have to do for yourself is make sure, because sometimes when it comes to drama and these things, it's fun to get involve yourself. And you have to really check yourself to not do that. And you can't give her advice or ask her what's going on. You have to completely remove yourself. And that would be what I would do.
I totally understand what you're saying, and in the conversation that I had with her, I was like, I'm pretending like I don't know who your boyfriend is, and she's asked me to, right now we're carpooling to work, so she's asked me to drop her off at the airport so that she can go.
You gotta stop all that.
But is the part that's the lie is that the boss doesn't know? Like, the boss is the only one that doesn't know what's going on, right?
Yeah, he doesn't know that I'm aware of the affair. And
she knows.
Hey, but you're not around him a lot. Like, you're going to see your auntie all the time. I feel like going to HR, you certainly, I don't know if that's the move to, like, let them know that there's cheating going on. Like, it's personal stuff. So to me, it's like, none of this is like, you can just be like, listen.
All I'm saying, he's,
you know, I don't know. What do you think, Rachel?
I don't know if you care what I think, but, like,
she does.
I definitely care.
Everybody cares.
I just feel like, because it's your aunt and your boss, it's a little tricky if you do go to HR, because if it affects someone's job or whatever, you're going to you have that on you, I'm and not, that might cause a little
this is
more.
Not something yeah. he's going to get fired for, but it's like two people
well,
who dating in a work
could
environment.
Get fired.
Yeah, HR is not
HR,
your friend.
HR, yeah, they don't mess
they
around.
They don't need that on your report.
Well, like, are there, like, rules against other like, employees dating within,
yeah, they're
you know?
Cheating. They're I don't know. I just don't know that it would protect you to go
I'm
to HR. But what I do think would protect you is for you to not take any of this personally and find some way to enjoy this. Like, they are leading a very interesting and open type of lifestyle that, you know, maybe you don't want that for your life, but the husband knows, he knows. She's having this thing with her superior at work. There's like, you know,
terrible
she
advice,
just wants you to enjoy what's
don't
going on.
Don't listen to Shay. This is terrible.
I don't know. But listen, you just need what's
job,
important
for my relationship
is, yeah.
with my family.
This is terrible advice. Listen, all I'm the HR is like, I'm 100% sure I can't speak for your aunt and I can't speak for your boss, but it will protect you because you're not doing anything. And what you are at risk of is that sometimes this affair, which affairs often do, getting messy and you indirectly involved in it. And I'm just saying, like, if you want to protect your job, that's what you should do. If you want to be loyal to your aunt, fine. I get it. It's a sticky situation, but that's 100% what you should do.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Listen.
But 0% all at one time.
Listen, I think that's what you do. You disclose things. If you're in a relationship, you disclose things to HR so they're aware of it. You're not involved in it. You're just making sure that you don't want to.
I just think HR is maybe the wrong place. Yeah, we're just a little bit confused. But here's what we do think. I think you look at the situation with love. Don't go to HR. And our girl's opinion on this side of the room. But I think that the really important thing that Nick said was like, just talk to your auntie and be like, listen, I can't handle this guilt. And that's honest. I can't handle the guilt of what's happening to Boss Bob. And like, he has a, you know, like, I respect what you're doing, but the guilt is bothering me. So I have to stop hearing about it. But beyond that, like, this has nothing to do with you, really, other than the weight that your auntie is putting on your whole family by blasting it to all of you and making you have an opinion about it. But you have every right to choose to not have an opinion about it, other than that you don't want it in your space and that it makes you feel bad.
Jordan, I just apologize that we couldn't give you more concise advice. It sounds like
a
really sick situation. Until auntie gets over this guy and breaks his heart and, you know, takes it out on Jordan. Anyways, like, you act like that couldn't happen.
She's been the other woman for her husband's affair, and now she is the woman who's creating my boss's affair. So I think that just makes me feel very
I'm just saying.
Badly his family.
Yeah.
This could easily get Jordan in an uncomfortable, sticky situation with her boss.
Just, yeah, but she is your aunt, you're obviously super close. I think having an open, honest conversation with her.
It sounds
like you're having empathy for her, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a hard situation. I think that's what
tricky.
We agree on.
Yes, we can agree that it's definitely a hard situation.
It's hard. But
yes.
Thank you, Jordan. Hopefully we were at least a little bit helpful.
You've got a lot of different information. Go with one of them. You'll be good.
I'll try to find a happy medium here. Right. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm definitely looking for it.
All
thank
right.
you so much,
good.
Guys.
Have a great night.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. I just honestly
trying to get the girl fired.
I know.
How is she
to
get fired?
Well, you go to HR. What? They do not fuck around.
They work for the boss. You think that the HR person wants
you think
to know
she
that the
boss, on the boss
is cheating?
To the HR,
the boss
he's gonna
could get
kill
fired,
her.
But she's
gonna,
not going to.
He'll fire her. He's
he'll
the boss.
Fire HR. HR doesn't want to.
He
know.
Will fire her.
What's up, Mike? I'm Nick. This is Rachel. We have Shug here as well. Rochelle's also in the room. How can we help you? Thanks.
Hey.
Well, I'm excited. We don't get a lot of guys calling in. One of our 10%ers here. The male perspective.
And you are a very good-looking young man, just to add it to it. I think it's important. I tell all the women they're beautiful.
I think you seem like a very good-looking guy.
I appreciate it. Thank
Great.
You very much.
How can we help you, Mike?
So, yes. I recently got back with a ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
We've been together for about 2 months now. Since we've been back together, I've just been getting very inconsistent, hot and cold behavior from her, where
sure.
some days saying she misses me and things are great, and the next she's making it painfully obvious to me that she wants nothing to do with me.
Okay.
And so I've t- talked to her about it once or twice, and every time we talk about it, she tells me, like, yes, I want this to work. I want to be with you. So we'll change some things, and it'll last for about a week, mm-hmm. and then it goes right back into the same, like, pattern of behavior.
Couple questions for you. How old are you?
I'm 21, and she's 23.
Okay, she's older. How long did you date for the first time?
Mm-hmm. We dated 3 months.
The same question.
Broke up. Yeah, we dated 3 months, broke up for about a month, and then spent a whole month kind of hooking up and, like, rekindling things.
Why did you guys break up?
It was a lot of factors. I mean, she was working, and I was still in school at the time. She was stressed out and had a lot of things going on with her life, and just felt that dating me was just another thing to add to the plate that she didn't really have time for.
Were, other than, like, the superficial things, do you think there was anything specific about the two of you that was everything perfect in the first 3 months?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about this is that we are both each other's only relationship.
Okay.
And so I think that says something, because I'm a picky person, and I know she is too, so we don't really commit to somebody unless we're really feeling them.
Sure.
And so connection-wise, everything was there. And of course, with the first relationship, like, there's issues and kinks and stuff you kind of have to figure out because you've never done it before. And so I think those things contributed to the first breakup, but going into the second time around, all those things have been fixed.
Okay. But now you're getting kind of these mixed signals.
Yeah, and it's almost like I'm waking up every day wondering which version of my girlfriend I'm going to get.
Okay, well, that's honest. I don't think you should feel that way in any relationship.
That's
so you should, like, you know, if anyone feels that way in a relationship, that's, like, not something you should ignore. That's a problem with your relationship, in a sense that some people feel like, I want to fix the way, I want to fix what's going on that's making me feel this way. But you have to realize that's how you feel, and that's something about the relationship. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, in a relationship,
yeah,
especially this early on, you shouldn't be this confused about where you're standing.
Well, I've talked to her about it once or twice. And every time she just tells me, like, I like you and I want to be with you. And, like, I just genuinely can't explain why I'm feeling this way.
Do you think that she, I mean, some days I feel so different than I do on other days, and
certain times,
and especially certain times of the month.
Well, are we blaming this on the time?
It's not a blame. That's a real
no, it's
true
a fact.
Thing.
That is a fact.
Maybe this isn't coming up like once a month for you, and it's coming up. It sounds like it's happening all the time, but I think that women need so much more space than they realize. And then when they start to realize that they need it, I think that the people in their lives feel like they're being pushed away here and there. And I think that the best thing to do is to take her the days that she wants you and let it go the days that she doesn't. I'm not saying that sounds like Nick is looking at me like I'm insane.
I'm curious. You brought up the time of the month. I would certainly never bring
but
that
even
up
when I'm in a relationship, and especially after I've, you know, if you've broken up and you're kind of going through something, I might need more space than I did while we were in it.
I have an honest question. If you were feeling a certain way because you're on your period, would you let the person know, like, hey babe, do you let them know?
I would.
I go into a whole relationship. I have something, I have a thing, I have like a disorder, so I have to be like, yo,
you
I'm
explain
going
it.
To
so you let them
you
know
once a month,
just
right?
Be aware. Like, I would presume she's probably on birth control at 23, so maybe she doesn't have the same kind of intent. I mean, that's just going there. We won't
just
go there,
just throwing it out there.
We won't
is
go
it
there.
Possible because, again, maybe my opinion, Mike, would be like, the fact that it is your first relationship for
yep.
both of you is
yep.
a big deal. And you're both figuring this out. And my gut tells me, and I don't, like, you like her a little bit more than she likes you right now. And that's fine. That's okay.
He's like, no.
What?
You say no?
I said, oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
He senses that. And my guess is, you know, if you were anything like me when I was 21, it's almost like the chase, the competition. You almost want to fix the problem. She's giving you just enough to keep you around, you know, and that just kind of fucks with people in general all the time. Listen, you really like her. It's important to you because you've never felt this way about anyone. And your first kind of person, it always messes with you, and you're putting me on a pedestal. She's just a girl, and she won't probably, my gut tells me, you're not going to end up with this one. just a guess, and that's okay. All I'm saying, buddy, is I would expect, usually it's like, it's interesting enough. It's usually women who call in, I'm telling them, expect more of yourself and stop chasing the guy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you the same advice. Like at some point you have to ask yourself, am I actually happy? Does she make me happy? Yeah. Am I having fun? Mm-hmm. Or am I spending more time worrying about like trying to make her happy?
I'm just going to throw this in. He did email you about 10 times.
You did?
Yeah. He emailed in 10 times.
Oh. Thank you.
It sounds like you're worrying a little too much about the situation.
Like, exactly. And so you really like her. And I think, I was like you. I mean, first time I fell in love, man, like.
It's rough.
Whew, it gets you. And she's going to. This one's gonna sting a little bit, but the fact that you are aware of it, I give you a lot of credit. Like you are,
that's very mature that you are aware.
Because a lot of people in your position would just,
go with it.
I would have just like, I would have been like, I can.
You're like,
I can
what? Make this work. It's like a chase, so it's more appealing.
What are the signs? Do you feel like there's more signs that she wants to stay than there are that she wants to go?
Honestly, the main thing that just confuses me is if you're that unsure about how you feel about me, then like, why are you still in the relationship in the first place?
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Here's the advice I'll get you. If you don't want to break up with her, here's what I think you should do. Eventually, I think maybe you need to figure out whether this is what you're. But if you're not ready to give up on it yet, I think you should stop asking her. Like what's wrong or how she feeling and sets it out. I think you
should give her the space.
Give her some space, distance yourself, become more independent. I don't want to suggest play games, but I think you should just do your own thing and kind of act a little single without cheat
or
anything.
Well, that's not even a game though. Like finding your independence while you're
that's
in
a mature
something,
thing.
It's such a mature thing and it's a necessary thing for when you marry her or somebody else, like you're going to need to have your own interests and
but it
and
is gonna make them want you more, let's just be honest.
And it will
when you pull away, it's when they come
totally
forward.
And my first love, I remember early on in a relationship, and I think I was like 19 at the time, and I was so excited about liking someone so much. And I remember we would go to these college parties and she was like, you don't have to stand next to me the whole time. And I was really like, what do you mean? You don't want me around you? And it was just like, it just, you know, because when I was like the first time you're in love with someone, you're just, you're so proud and happy and excited. And it's definitely, to Suge's point, important that you guys are doing your own things. And I think you guys are probably just kind of figuring that out. So find your independence, go hang out with your buddies. If she hangs out with the girls, I would find more things to do without her, and just like, don't ask for her permission. Just be like, I'm doing this with Mike. I'm doing this with Eric or Kevin or whatever. You could have a friend named Mike. I had a friend named Nick, whatever. And just do your stuff, right? And don't invite her. Go to like the ball game, go watch sports, and let her ask to hang out. Stop asking her to hang out. And then when she's like, well, why are you doing this? Be like,
I'm just giving you your space.
And listen, if we stay together, we're going to like, we don't need to hang out all the time. And she will probably change her tune.
She's going to be all over it.
What are you thinking up there? Yeah. I'm just watching.
I mean, I definitely agree with all that. I guess the only thing is we live in different cities. So when I want to see her, I have to.
How far?
Mike, this is information you have to share.
How far are we talking here?
It's only like an hour drive. So I've been seeing her maybe like once every week or so. I'll spend the night, like spend a good 24, 48 hours together.
Mm-hmm. You should stop calling her.
Whoa.
No.
Wait, so.
Who instigates let her reach out to you. Let her text you.
But is that what it is? Like the texts and the calls that are kind of just, she's just moving away from? Is that what you're talking about?
Or does she, does she not want
Or is it like every other week now instead of every week? What's the pull away?
I mean, I notice it in texts and calls. I mean, I'm not the person 100% of the time to try and make the plan to hang out. Like she makes the effort, but I notice the same behavior even in person. Like, it's not.
She's just questioning herself, I think, maybe right now.
I feel like you should maybe walk.
And in general, Mike, people break up for a reason. I kept getting my first girlfriend. We kept getting back together.
Yeah.
And again, it's hard to. For me, at least, I don't know how about you, but the first time I fell in love, it's the first time. So the idea that you're going to be able to replicate that is actually kind of scary and foreign because you've never felt that before. So the idea of like, am I going to feel this intense about someone? It might be a little scary for you. I'm just saying you already broke up for a reason, and that reason probably hasn't changed. And so your reason for getting back together might be out of boredom or missing each other or just not being, you know.
You just need to do whatever it's going to take for you to get to a place where you're not worried about it. Yeah. Either you accept that she's kind of all over the place right now and you get to see her once every week or once every 2 weeks and you're focused on your stuff. Like, you just have to really focus, number one, on yourself and making sure you're not in a state of stress or worry. Right. So whatever that is going to take to get you there, because her feelings for you just might be a little bit like water right now, kind of all over the place. But I feel like you're such a solid guy, and clearly you're so kind and you care so much. Like, you even just calling in to talk to Nick about it, like, that's really, you really care about it. And I think that you should let that shine through quietly. You don't have to beg this person to see it. I was going to call her
right.
a bitch.
I can already guarantee. Why? I can guarantee.
Just out of nowhere.
I can guarantee you, Mike, there's going to be a bunch of women listening to this podcast. You're going to reach out and want to.
Yeah, they're all going to want your number.
He's very handsome. We're not showing his face, but he's very handsome.
What a shame.
At the end of the day, I want nothing more than, like, what's best for her and what makes her happy.
Oh, my God.
Auditioning for the Bachelor.
Yeah, I know,
right,
I was going to say, you're the next Bachelor. What are we doing?
That's so nice, but honey, you need to want what's best for you.
Yeah, but you have to feel secure and confident in the relationship.
I just know that right now, like, I'm willing to do whatever and bend over backwards to make it work for this girl.
Unfortunately, you're a great guy, but unfortunately, that's your problem, is that she knows that, and subconsciously, she feels that, and she feels probably, my guess is, a little bit of pressure because you're loving a little too hard, and that's okay, and you shouldn't be ashamed of that.
No.
That's a great quality to have, and you should hold on to that.
Yeah.
But, like, it will, when it's with the right person, she will reciprocate that. And right now, my guess is she's not your person, and I would not be afraid, if I were you, of walking away without, because here's what you don't want to do, and this is what I did, is that you spend about 3 to 5 years, and I've had a bunch of buddies do this, like, she could be fucking with you for the next 2, 3, 5 years. I've seen this happen where she kind of comes and goes, and she does just enough to keep you around, mm-hmm. but never feels like you're, like, you quite have her. Not that she's a, you know, not that you own her, but, like, as a, that you, and she yeah. will just keep doing this. And especially because it's your first love. This happened to me. It's happened to buddies of mine. Don't let it happen to you. Don't be afraid to walk away.
Yeah.
But if
you'll be okay,
I mean,
I'm watching you. You're so, I can see your eyes welling. Yeah. You're you know, this is all hitting you. I can see it. And, you know, just know that, you know, your love is not going anywhere in vain, and it means a lot that this means so much to you, and that's natural, and it doesn't mean that she's a bitch and she's just going to walk but she's just confused at whatever she's doing. You know what I mean?
I can tell you, buddy, I relate to you in more ways than you realize, and you remind me of me when I was your age, and if I had me at my age talking to younger me, this is what I would be saying to him.
Yeah.
And I think you just need to, again, appreciate the qualities that you are, like, she, not to sound corny, but I'm sure she's deserving of someone who loves her the way you want to love her, but she's not deserving of your love because it's just not meshing up right now. So hold her to a higher standard and just don't be afraid to, like, you're going to meet someone else. You're going to be fine. I promise you that. But just don't chase her anymore.
Yeah.
Expect something from her. Like, her, like, giving you some of her time isn't just enough, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think walking away would be the hardest thing, but if that's what's best at the end of the day, then, like, I guess that's kind of what you got to do.
Yeah. And you're going to be fine.
Oh my God, are you going to do it right after this call? My heart.
On the phone?
No. Rachel, that's not what
Let's
do.
Let's call her.
Also, like, she is far away, man. Like, I just, listen, you're, this is just, this will be a relationship you will never forget and you will hopefully learn from, but she's probably not your person.
Yeah. I mean, it hurt a first time. I'm sure it'll hurt a second. But.
Yeah. You're going to be fine. Just
I appreciate it.
Promise me this much. Whatever you do, if you feel this way in 6 to 12 months, promise me you will know that you should end it. If you feel like you do today in 6 months, just know that you should end this.
Yeah, let's do six months,
and
not
12. Yourself to The Bachelor. Okay.
Sheesh. Yeah. And then we'll see you on The Bachelor in about 3 years.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the help. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. Rachel, thanks for responding to my DM.
Wait, that sounds like... Well, anyway, you're welcome.
I know. Yeah. Well, do you think anyone's tuning in at the last 3 minutes of the show out of context?
Not a chance.
They just fast forward to the end, and I'm like, hey, thanks for, like, coming to my... no, I really appreciate you coming on. This was really great.
Yeah, it was fun.
you know, I know you've been a Bachelor fan for a while. I know I saw you comment on my Instagram once. It was very exciting for me. I got to meet you in person. It's been a lot of fun.
Got to meet the Podfather himself in person. Very blessed.
So nice to meet you.
So
Rachel.
Nice to meet you.
And she's awesome. Changed attire. Very impressive.
She has changed
attire. I have changed. That is
salt
that is
of the earth.
Fact.
Hollywood actor. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you, Rachel?
Well, usually at a coffee shop at about 5 p.m.
Eating dinner.
Eating dinner. That is right.
Do you want to
promote? I'm not promoting anything at the moment.
I feel even more honored.
You should.
It's yeah, first see, I podcast. Just did. I'm a genuine like Bachelor person.
Thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome.
I really think you upped our status.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
definitely.
Thanks.
Anyways, thanks for listening, everyone. If you like us on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, and have a great week. We'll see you next time.
You're crazy.